Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Right now, though, I want to welcome in New Orleans City Councilwoman Helena Moreno. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, it's like it's I get asked to come on Newell's show all the time, and I show up on Newell's show, and where's Newell?
Yeah, well, I guess that's just the way it works sometimes. I'm glad I could be here with you, and we'd be more than happy to have you come back on when Newell returns.
I appreciate that.
I imagine we'll be talking to you quite a bit in the next few months, a little thing called the mayor's race going on.
I think that's coming up soon.
Yes. Before we get to that, though, I know we had asked you to come on to talk about the power outages. The 52,000 New Orleans customers amongst the 100,000 in our region that with no warning, no notice, and not a whole lot of explanation even to this point, lost their electricity when it was 91 degrees outside with a heat index of 105, businesses on the busy Memorial Day weekend suddenly having to shutter, fairs and festivals having to shut down because of no electricity. And, you know, we've gotten conflicting reports about what led to the regional transmission organization, MISO, ordering Entergy to shut off the more than 50,000 customers in the city and 100,000 around the area. Some reports say it was too much demand, not enough supply. Others say it was mismanagement of the grid and even corporate greed. So what are you hearing?
Wow. I mean, I'll say this. This is just a really bizarre situation. I think just so that your listeners understand on what we're really talking about when you talk about this, you know, regional transmission organization or independent system that we now keep talking about so much called MISO. Some call it MISO like the soup, but it's not. It's called
It makes me want Japanese MISO. Food when people call it
right,
MISO.
Right, exactly. Maybe for lunch, right? So MISO is, ultimately an independent transmission system that Entergy Corporation as a whole, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Entergy New Orleans, the corporation as a whole entered voluntarily, I want to say like 12 years ago or so, and I can get into why they entered MISO in a little bit. But so they entered this, it's really a power pool and marketplace for energy. And MISO, as this independent organization, and by the way, there's many different ones across the country, they are the ones who really make sure that the grid, and MISO goes all the way from Canada to Louisiana, that the states within their territory, that the grid is balanced. And so when there's, you know, severe weather, like it's super cold or it's super hot, you know, they ask for certain modifications in usage of energy so that the grid can become balanced. Because if you have a huge surge of usage, without the right types of preparations in advance of it, you can have really catastrophic impacts. Everything from, you know, substations literally, you know, tripping offline or blowing up. Like it can be a real catastrophic issue if we have, ultimately too much usage and not enough power running through our grid. Okay. So that being said, I'm sure that your listeners and you as well know that in years past, you have seen Entergy and Clico reach out to its customers and even go to the media saying, hey, guys, you know, demand is really high right now. We're asking you, you know, in the summer, like, please don't run your air conditioners at like 60 degrees, you know, and please don't run all your appliances at the same time right now.
Right. And so we get those warnings when it looks like we're headed towards demand outstripping supply. They give us an opportunity to conserve so we don't have a problem. We didn't get that this time.
And so there are actually, and I pulled them up, and they're actually online, too, on MISO's website, by the way, if you go to MISOenergy.org. And so if you go to this website, anyway, it's got all the different warnings that have to happen before we get to a max gen event, which is like, oh, my gosh, like we have to start load shedding and we're going to have, you know, blackouts in certain areas. And so really you start with the conservation of some power plants and things like, or I'm sorry, putting more power plants online and things like that. You talk about conservation, you put the weather alerts out, then you go to like a minimum general alert. And so generation alert. And so this is when now as regulators, we start getting pinged like, hey, just letting y'all know that this is happening. And then you go to a max and then you alert and then you go to a max warning. Then you go to a max gen event 1, and then you go to a max gen event 2, 3, 4, and then you go to a max gen event 5. So we went from like nothing to like from nothing, like everything, you know, within MISO doing just fine to all the way to the last resort step. And then when
there were no pings, no communications,
no pings, no nothing.
No elevation of status along the way. We went from 0 to 100 in the blink of an eye.
In a blink of an eye. So, of course, I start hearing about all these power outages and I start getting these notifications like, hey, there's an outage here, an outage here. And so I call the CEO of Entergy New Orleans and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, we are all everyone from Entergy is like heading over to figure out like what the heck is happening here, because they got a 3-minute notice that they had to immediately start load shedding. So to me, you know, I'm like, okay, what went down here? So there's several factors I think we really need to look at. Okay, is this a forecasting issue from MISO that they just got completely wrong? Because I get it that there were two nuclear plants that were down, but one was down for routine maintenance and the other one had to have repairs done, but that went down several days
yeah, before. 4 days before this event. So they knew it was offline.
Before this event. So they knew it was off, and so therefore you should have projections on, you've got two big power plants in Louisiana, one in St. Francisville, the other one in St. Charles Parish, that are down. So then you make projections accordingly. So was the forecasting all wrong with MISO, or did something else happen? You know, did something else go online? Like, what caused this significant emergency where no one had any warning? So, you know, that to me is really concerning, so much so that myself and Councilmember Morrell, who's the chair of utilities, that we are actually going to send a communication to FERC asking them, and FERC is the oversight commission for MISO. They're the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And we're going to send notice to them that we need them to review this incident, like what really went down. Obviously, we're going to be having a meeting in city council chambers next week on June 3rd at 10 o'clock in the morning on this issue, where we're going to have representatives from MISO and from Entergy there. We have also invited the two commissioners.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
From the PSC, who are representatives of the area impacted, so that's Commissioner Scrimetta and also Commissioner Lewis, to attend this meeting. We're actually going to invite them to sit on the dais with us to be able to ask questions as well. And so, you know, we have to go down this fact-finding mission now so that we can get to the bottom of this and ensure that this doesn't happen again. So if it's a forecasting issue with MISO, okay, well then what are we doing to make sure that the forecasting isn't wrong anymore? And I think what's interesting too is that I'm wondering if they use GSF modeling, because GSF modeling is National Weather Service modeling. And of course, the National Weather Service has been having a whole series of different cuts. So is that impacting modeling? I'd like to figure that piece out. And if it was something else that went wrong that led to this emergency, well, then what exactly was that? And then, you know, I will say this, though. We do need additional transmission improvements throughout Louisiana and also throughout South MISO, which is something that I've been pushing for since after Hurricane Ida. And while we have seen major transmission upgrades in MISO North, and it's roughly they approved, I think, like $24 billion worth of transmission improvements to MISO North, we have not seen that level of transmission improvements approved for MISO South, or even the connectivity between MISO North and MISO South, just so that we have more opportunities to be receiving powers in all parts of MISO and not just be so much in an island. So obviously a lot to go through, but we have to make sure that we prevent this from happening again. And we, you know, will be really leaning on FERC, who oversees MISO, to make sure that they do a proper review and that we get to the bottom of what went wrong.
Yeah, it's clear something went horribly wrong. Things did not happen as they're supposed to. And as you pointed out, you didn't get pinged. Those early alerts didn't go out. We didn't see the progression of movement toward a blackout. Why not? What happened so horribly wrong in the plans for this that normally have worked, it appears, since we've not had to deal with this since MISO started overseeing this portion of the grid? And really, in the last 25 years, we've not had any mandatory blackouts, brownouts, or anything else here in Greater New Orleans. Yeah, something had to go horribly wrong.
Let me stop you there. We did have one. You may recall during COVID, and this was that Mardi Gras. Remember that Mardi Gras when it was so cold, and it was during COVID, where it's like Mardi Gras was canceled, but it was also incredibly cold that Mardi Gras night. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do. And now that you bring it up, I do recall them telling us the grid was in danger because of the extreme cold and the sudden spike in electrical usage, primarily to heat things up, people's homes and businesses.
Yes, exactly. So during that time, there was a major load shed event in the city of New Orleans. And so that load shed, you know, began. And unfortunately, that load shed was not done well by Entergy. There were some issues with their command center, and I think how some things were labeled and how some things were being metered, where they actually were told to shed load, but they shed way too much than they needed to. So they put many more people in the dark than they needed to. Plus, they also shut off the transmission line or the line that goes into the sewage and water board. So critical infrastructure. So after that happened, you know, obviously we had to go and have a very serious meeting, and we found out that more load was shed than needed to. From that point on, Entergy has made some significant revisions to ensure that when they are shedding load, that it's done accurately, and also to make sure that the lines going to critical infrastructure like the sewage and water board are the last resort, the absolute last resort. So I guess if there is any type of silver lining, is that no critical infrastructure was taken offline during the load shed. But I do want to know why New Orleans, you know, bore the brunt of it. Out of the Entergy territories, we had the largest amount of outages.
Yeah, more than half.
Than
we're in
any
the city.
Other pairs. Yeah, we had more than half. So Jefferson, Plaquemine, and St. Bernard in the Entergy territory also had outages. But the amount of outages that we had in New Orleans were more than all three of those other parishes combined. So we need to take a look at that as to, like, wait a second, why did New Orleans bear the brunt of this? And because, you know, that was the issue back when we had the shedding, the load shed back when we had the freeze as well. So those are other things that we're going to have to look into as well. You know, how was it determined who was going to get their power cut?
Yeah, and what we've heard initially, and I know you're going to get down to the real truth of the matter in those hearings starting on Tuesday, was that Entergy said they didn't have time to pick and choose who to turn it off to. They just had to, because they were given 3 to 5 minutes to suddenly turn off 70-some-odd thousand customers, then the additional ones with Clico. And so many questions, and it is very, very... I guess comforting that at least we know you. We've talked to public service commissioners that subpoenas are already going out, hearings are already set, and there really is an effort to find out what happened. We know we will continue to follow this. Yeah. I would be remiss if we had you on the line and I didn't at least spend a little time talking to you about your mayoral campaign. So can you stick around a few minutes and we'll do that right after this?
Yeah, and I'm also happy to continue to talk about, you know, what steps moving forward, because I've heard all these things about, do we stay in MISO? Do we move to another system? And those are really important things to consider, too, because it could be good, could be bad, could be super costly. And I'm happy to talk about those things, too.
We're talking with Helena Moreno, New Orleans City Councilwoman. We'll be right back and get some more answers to more questions and talk to her about what she thinks are the real issues facing the city of New Orleans as we get closer and closer to the official launch of the mayoral campaign. In fact, we're less than 45 days away from qualifying now and finding out who's going to be the next mayor of New Orleans. Helena Moreno wants to be that person. Let's find out why after this on WWL.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.